Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back to Hashtag Sponsored with Bella Bombshell and Miera Rose.
It's as easy as A, B, C. Always be consistently liking my photos. And you'll do fine.
Yeah. I love this, like, Sesame Street. Today, the letter of the day is L. Like Miera Rose's photos.
Love me all the time.
All the damn time.
All the time.
Welcome back to another exciting episode. We're so happy to have you here. Thank you for listening. We appreciate all the new followers that we've gotten on our Instagram.
It's going up. Every time I look, I'm like, it's going up a little bit.
I know. I love it. And people are interacting, sending messages. So we really appreciate all the support and all those that have subscribed on iTunes. You can also listen on Spotify or on SoundCloud. So we appreciate all of you. We're happy to have you here. And we want to tell you how you can get Hashtag Sponsored.
How can we do it?
So the tip of the day today, and I just want to reiterate, I think you get this too. I always get in my DMs, how do you have such a big following? How did you grow it? How did you do it? The tips that we give every single episode are actual tips that we really use every day. And so I do suggest to everyone, I'll, you know, write back in my DMs, but I also say, you know, feel free to listen to our episodes because we do give tips that are really helpful and genuinely things that we use, strategies.
Listen up, guys.
Listen up. So one thing that came to mind today, I was on a set, and so this inspired this tip that you may want to try things out on your Instagram and something new, a different style, a video, whatever it may be, and it might not work. You might feel like it's not getting likes. I posted an outfit and people were like, I don't like this outfit. Like, I got like a lot of comments.
What did it look like?
I don't even want to say because it was sponsored and I like it.
Oh.
But
just give us like a slight hint of like what was there like not to, was it too like high fashion? Was it like a little bit too?
It was a little bright and colorful and maybe just a style that doesn't work for everybody.
Was like, it sexy or no?
Sexy.
Well, then, what the fuck, people? Like, I feel like if it's not sexy enough, everyone's just like, yawn. And then if it's too sexy, all the guys are like, and then,
people were kind of like, you're beautiful, but I don't like this outfit. I was like, all right, like, keep it to yourself.
I know.
Like,
who asked you?
That's fine.
Comments are really, really intense. I mean, it's worse on YouTube, honestly, but.
Oh, boy. And Facebook. Facebook, I feel like, are the real haters.
Yeah. Real rough.
So what we're saying is you can always delete an image if you don't like it, or better yet, archive it. You can select on those three dots and basically press archive, and that will take it off your page but not remove the post completely from Instagram. So like, let's say you do want to bring it back at some point, you can bring it back. Or if you just want to clean up your page and make it look more consistent or reduce the number of posts so that people only see like the best of the best, you can go through and start archiving. And I think that that's a good idea to know about that and have that option.
Well, especially as you start growing too, because especially like once you get to a certain point, you're going to start thinking about working with brands. Like, they are going to look at your engagement rate. And if you have photos from like way back in the day that had 20 likes, when now you're consistently getting 1,000, it's not going to look good.
Right.
So you might want to archive and then maybe screenshot and post it again. I mean, I post throwbacks all the time. I'm just like, hey, check it out. Like,
yeah,
well, I'm like, oh, well, 10,000 of you, 100,000 of you never saw this before, so can I get some likes now? What's up? Like,
yeah,
and then
sure.
Sometimes it works, and most of the time it doesn't at all. Like, I feel like the original people are still, like, the OG fans are, like, the ones that, like, appreciate me the most, and so they're just kind of like, we already saw this,
babe. Oh, I love this one. I remember this one. I'm like, oh, crap. You do? Like, you're
throwback. You always have to put throwback just in case, because Yeah, I'm right. Like, throwback to 2017. I did that recently. I was like, I'm like, oh, I'm a lot thinner there. And okay, yeah, hey, throwback. Like,
this was yesterday. It's fine. Yeah. So that just brings me to like a little story I was going to say, just as like a model tip. Why not? Aspiring models and just Instagrammers as well that take photos and might do a trade for photos collaboration with a photographer or
TFP.
You know, you're trying out. That's the new t-shirt, TFP.
No, mine's TF dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
I'm like, no, I won't work with you and get naked and do like crazy poses for fucking free.
Well, yeah.
No, I won't do that with you, sir, anyway. But like, ma'am, certainly.
Ma'am, sure, let's get naked. So, I was in a situation where I was collaborating with a photographer, one that I've worked with a lot. I really respect him and love his work and love his creativity and his, like, the way his mind works. I feel like he does come up with different concepts that are really cool and super respectful to women. And we decided to work together, like, last minute, just kind of, like, try some things out and just see what happens. And mm-hmm. so he had a concept that he wanted to try. And I was like, okay, like, I'm on board with trying. Like, let's do it. And then once I saw the photos and got, like, them back, I kind of didn't like the message that was coming across, even though that wasn't what we were going for. It was reading as something else. I mean, I'll just say, like, it was reading as, like, bondage, honestly. Oh. And it was reading as, like, even, like, handcuffs. And, like, it to me, it looked like I was happy to be restrained. And, like, especially the way I'm feeling lately, like, in life, like, I just didn't feel comfortable releasing an image that was like that. And I was like, there's really no need for me to release this image. We kind of were collaborating, like, at his apartment. Like, it wasn't, like, anyone's put out by, like, not using these photos. So I just want models to know, and even influencers, that, like, anytime you take photos with someone and you try something and you don't like it, like, don't feel obligated that you have to have these photos out in the world, or that you can't tell them, you know, like, I'm kind of uncomfortable with this. Like, I wanted to try and I was happy to work with you, but, like, I don't feel good about this and I don't want this with my name, or I don't want this released. And that's totally fine. Like, he's super understanding. Like, we tried to work through it. Like, I was willing to be like, okay, like, maybe we could try to edit it this way, or, like, talk about it in this way. And I was like, you know, honestly, I'm really only comfortable. There's one picture that's kind of like a headshot, so it's not like really showing my body, and it's sort of just like a vibe. And I was like, I'm okay with that. But like, as far as the other, and what we used around, I mean, I don't know if I don't want to, like, in case he does decide to do this with someone else, which I said, I was like, maybe you could recreate this with someone else that feels okay about that, like, tied up sort of vibe. Mm-hmm. But I didn't feel like we came up with, like, a clear message, so it kind of was just like a, and I showed it to another model and they said they did feel that same way, that, like, instantly they saw, like, mm-hmm. kind of bondage. And I just was like, so anyway, never feel like you can't speak up and speak your mind, and everyone should respect your boundaries, and you might try something and might not like it.
And what you were going with, like, 2 weeks ago, I think, in that episode when you were talking about, like, the girl that worked with the female owner who was, like, all body positive, whatever, but then was like, oh, you're not comfortable with these photos, like, basically, like, fuck you.
Shaming her.
So, I mean, also kind of feel comfortable enough on set, too, to, like, speak up as it's happening, because once it's on their camera, like, it can go out into the world. Like, it's very important to be really clear about concepts. Like, obviously, in that case, you guys were experimenting and you're comfortable with him and he's respectful. Not every photographer is respectful. So really kind of have a clear, like, ask to see a mood board. Like, I do that all the time, like, because most of the time they, like, reach out to work with you and you're like, okay, like, what do you want to shoot? Then they send me a really nasty boudoir photo and I'm just like, sorry, I don't do that. And they're like, whoa, and I'm like, well, I shoot that actually myself, or I shoot that with a woman, like, or with a man I trust. Like, I'm not looking for any new male photographers to shoot boudoir with at this point in my life. I'm done. Like, I'm good. And they always get really offended. But as soon as they get offended, I know it's because they wanted to catch something raunchy, and then, like, it's out there and I can't do anything about that.
Your answer, like, if you're gonna act like that, then you really will have no respect for me when my clothes are off.
Oh,
you
don't have any respect for me through text. And like, just like how I say, like, if you're gonna go on Model Mayhem, like, be careful, because 50% of the people that are on there are trying to make porn for $50 an hour, or if not, like, $20 an hour, which isn't even a good, like, if you're making porn, like, you should be making $800 an hour, $1,000 an hour, just so you know. If anyone's interested in going into that, like,
right,
go for it. But, like, work for a good company like Balisa. They do like female run porn.
I did have this like message from someone that like tried to reach out to me to do like webcam. They were like, I work for this website. Like,
I know a lot of girls that have done it. I mean,
and so like I looked it up. I was like, is this real? I think it's so important that we don't like, we're not judging like anyone that wants to do porn or wants to do webcam or wants to do anything. It's just we're saying we're not doing that. Like, and so I think the lines keep getting blurred between like sexy images and then porn. And I feel like that is so different that like, that's what annoys me, that people are just kind of mixing everything up. And I'm like, I just want to be clear. Like, this is what someone does. That's fine. This is what I'm doing. It's completely different.
You can argue what we're doing is important, because I think it's important for women to set clear boundaries and to be like, hey, being sexy is great. This is exactly how far I want to take it, and that's as far as this is going, and you can respect that.
Absolutely. But
there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with it.
So, Lutely. So we went to see a play this weekend, and we went out for some drinks afterwards. And we started, like, we were just talking about, like, different performances that we've been in. And, like, I was saying that there's some really awful videos of me on the internet in this, like, Motown show where I'm, like, literally doing, like, goat. No, it's so bad. There's one in particular that I'm thinking about where, like, my voice broke. Like, I really was, and it was in a really bad register for me. And, like, I'm making excuses because I just don't sing that well. And it was, like, so embarrassing. And then like I sang like Mr. Big Stuff in like a sparkly dress and was like being all like sassy. I'm so embarrassed.
I will see this. Like, I'll just go a deep dive somehow.
It's really not hard to find. Yes. And so I'm just like, if I ever do kind of hit it big, like, this is gonna come back to haunt me. And so we got to start talking, and then Bella B says something that literally made me scream out loud in the bar. I
Talk
was
about haunting,
gagging,
haunting
as
me.
They say, as they say on the internet. She goes, I was in a play once as a dog.
I played a dog.
And she goes, it was called Dog Logs.
Dog Logs, everyone. Like,
but I wrote it in my, I literally was like, I'm going to remember this and write this down for the podcast. And I wrote it down like D-O-G space L-O-G-S, like dog poops. Like,
yeah, dog. I thought you were going to say you put poop emoji.
I didn't, but that actually would have been funnier than what I did. But like dog log, like L-O-U-G, like monologue.
Yeah, that's how it was.
But I pictured you like on all fours being like.
I know. Well, the reason I brought up that story is because a lot of times as a performer, you're going to do things for whatever reason. For free, you want to make connections and network. You want just some acting experience, but you're not necessarily like changing the world with this role, or you're not really ready for like everyone to see you do it. So like I did not invite a soul to this performance. I did it twice. And I did not invite anyone, and it was basically a show where we were all dogs, but we walked as people. We didn't, like, roll around on the floor.
It's so progressive.
We wore clothes.
And what was your dog again?
I was, like, an Australian sheep herding dog, but there was no way I was doing an Australian accent. I was like, no.
G'day,
I'm
mate.
Not even gonna, like, that already puts it over the edge of, like, terrible. So...
Were you really Long Island about it? Because that makes it really funny in my head.
My dog, and we were herding these sheep, you know? I don't know. That's, like, not even Long Island. Long Island.
Long
I gotta
Island.
Tap into it. But, no, I was just, like, I honestly just had to, like, get into it and be really excited, like, about the fact that I, like, rescued this sheep. Like, it was a story I was telling where, like, I was the hero, and I was, like, so happy as the dog. So I was, like, I have to just be that. And, like, basically take people on the story with me and like act it out, and like, and then I got in the river and I like got the sheep. Like, I don't even remember, but I was just like very physical about it because there was literally no way to make it interesting. It was like a dumb story. But some of the other people in the show, it was all women, had like funny dog things. Like, there was like a chihuahua who had like an attitude and was like sassy, or like there was like a TSA like beagle that was actually really funny. It was like a funny one. So it was, you know, low budget in the theater with no set, nothing. And I didn't invite a soul to that. And that's where it's going to stay and on this podcast.
Yeah. So I just had to say that to everyone because it was so amazing. So you girls were like drinking at the bar. I was sitting there drinking seltzer because I haven't been able to drink for a few months. Everyone knows I've been having a couple health things going on. I'm going to the doctor tomorrow.
Yay.
So hopefully I'm going to get a clean bill of health and then I'm going to go out and I'm going to get so fucking wasted.
Can I go?
It's going to be so amazing. Also, I'm just going to do a quick missed encounter here on this podcast.
Okay,
because I danced with the hottest fucking guy. I went out to salsa with our friend Anna after the play, after you guys all got to have fun drinks and I was sitting there drinking water. So I was like, I want to go dance. Like, I want to go do something fun because I just basically sit alone at home in my apartment and just watch Hulu all day these days. Not all day, like all night when, you know, people are out.
When people are out and about
doing
like,
fun
spending
things.
Money. Basically.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I have been saving money.
Yeah.
That's nice. You know, side note, when I did my taxes, I was going through like all the purchases and I literally like went to the store, the liquor store for alcohol like a lot. Like I was
really?
I spend my money on like tequila, coffee, and food and the MTA. Like that was all my purchases. They were like repeat over and over and over again. It was like groceries, tequila, coffee shop. Groceries, tequila, coffee shop, MetroCard. Like
mine is,
what's yours?
My two boyfriends are Uber and Seamless. Uber, Seamless. Sometimes. Five times in one day.
I mean, tax write-offs. I mean, we have to be thick bitches.
Gotta eat, yeah.
Anyway, so I wanted to do my missed encounter because this guy came up. Also, by the way, I'm in an open relationship, so like that's why I'm talking about this on our podcast. But this guy like came up to me and was like flirting with me and we were like hanging out and we like danced and he was super fine and was like the hottest guy there.
What do you think his background was? I'm just picturing, I want a visual. Describe him.
He was like 6'3", super muscular, African American guy. His name's Richard. He's an incredible dancer.
Missed dick connection.
Yeah, literally. I actually went on Craigslist just to see, because he did come up to, like, he came up to me. That's why I was so excited about it, because I was just like, usually when I see a guy that hot, I don't think, like, oh, he's going to be into me. Like, mm-hmm. there were so many, like, aww. Super gorgeous girls there, like, he was dancing with. I just didn't really, like, think about that. But then he did, like, come over to me and literally stood next to me for like an hour while we were watching dance performances and was like flirting with me and was like, I can't wait. Like, he's like, I just want to dance with you. Da, 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 da. So it was super cute. And then we danced and then he was just like, okay, thanks. And then like, I don't think he liked dancing with me. He was so good that I like had trouble like keeping up with him. And then he just like went on and kept dancing. I kind of kept trying to like catch his eye. And then like it was 2 a.m. and I was like, I'm exhausted. I'm going home. And so I'll probably never see you again. He did know people though. So I tried to like find him on Facebook. I'm really outing myself here right now.
I mean, I would do the same thing. I would like instantly try to find.
Well, it's just not often that I meet, because like it's not often that I meet someone who's like super hot, a great dancer, and who like seems to be somewhat interested in me. So I was like, you know, I'm DTF, by the way.
DTF. Dick.
So if you're listening to our podcast about Instagram,
Richie baby.
He had a great handshake too, which really goes far for me. Like
this, I realized like strong hands. Like I saw this guy on the subway, and his hands were really big and like a thick like watch, and just like a tall guy. Like I'm turned on.
Oh yeah,
like
for
I
sure.
was like looking at this guy, and I was like, I like that. I like
sausage fingers.
Big hands and like thick waist. I like thick waist. Like which doesn't necessarily mean like, you know, severely overweight or whatever. Like it could be, but it's like if you grab someone from the side, like I want it to be like thick. I don't want it to be like a thin. I don't know. That's just what I like. I'm not shaming anyone. You know what I mean?
It's nice to feel like I've always been into. I mean, I date people of all sizes. I don't care. But like, it's nice to feel small because I usually feel so much bigger than everyone.
Right.
Like, so it was nice to I'm like, you're towering over me. Spin me around.
Climb this tower. I want to point something out that you said that, you know, someone had said something recently that was like, oh, there's some of these Instagram models that are so rude or full of themselves or spoiled. But like, for instance, you said you were like, you have all these men that like dote over you on a daily basis, right? But you said, I went in and I was like, he's looking at me. Like, I can't believe he wants to dance with me. There's all these other gorgeous girls. So, I mean, I don't know. I guess my point is, like, obviously don't judge, like, just because you get a lot of attention or, like, you're a model that you don't, like, you aren't a humble, genuine person that, like, has insecurities or thinks, you know, you're a real person. So
obviously I'm humble as fuck. Like, we just learned that. I'm great.
Yeah, like, you're amazing. And, of course, I'm, like, thinking, of course he would come up to you. Like, you are, like, super beautiful. But I just wanted to say, like, you know, just because you have, like, a lot of things on Instagram, I always say nobody's anything. That's the motto.
But do you feel like, because sometimes when I'm having a bad day and I'm feeling really insecure and just, like, shitty about myself, like, it doesn't make me feel better most of the time, even though, yes, there are men that are writing to me every day. A lot of the time it's disrespectful, so that doesn't even go into, like, my self-esteem bank. They just want to use me as, like, a fucking glory hole. So, like, that doesn't do anything for me.
It does make me feel better to do a post, though. Like, sometimes, yeah. I do like that sometimes. If I'm feeling, like, lonely or I'm feeling like I need attention, if I do a post, like, just a little bit of likes, I'm like, and it gives me, like, something to do, like, check on, and it does make me feel a little better just, well, yeah, in
it
that
doesn't,
way.
It doesn't, like, I wish it did. It, like, isn't, lately it isn't. It's just feeling, like, really empty for me. I don't know why. Like, when I'm feeling really, like, shitty about myself, like, I don't know. I just need, I guess, something else. I mean, everyone has bad days, but
I think also, you know, it is our business, it is our job, so we do put a lot more into it, and we expect, like, if we're working hard with any job, you expect, like, good results at the end, you know? We were talking about how if you check the insights on a post that it's, you know, not being seen by, you know, half the follow or whatever.
Well, actually, can I put you on the spot? Will you pull up a post that's done really well recently? So I was looking through insights because I'm just always trying to, like, oh, you posted. I have to comment. Like and comment forwards more. We're always, like, recording the podcast and I'm, like, commenting on your post, like, love, 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 love it. You're the best. Bella B, Bella B. but I was looking through my insights and, like, certain posts will only be shown to, like, you know, 5,000 people. But I have 160,000 people following me, so I'm not trying to be greedy, but, like, if they want to see, if they follow me, it's because they don't want to miss my posts.
Yeah.
You know, like, there are people that I don't necessarily follow, but that I'm aware of from the Explore page that I, you know, enjoy their content occasionally. I don't want to see it all the time. If you go to the trouble of following someone, that means because you came across their account and you don't want to lose it. You want to be kept abreast of what they're posting, at least I think. Abreast. Oh.
I'm shimmying over here.
I have the weirdest vocabulary. I use weird words sometimes.
I'm just immature. I'm like, breast.
I mean, I said dog logs, so, you know, dog poop.
We're on the same page. That's why we're friends.
That's why we're friends. So, I was looking at the insights of, like, a post that didn't do so great, like 1,500 likes, which, you know, maybe between five and 10,000 people saw, versus, like, and then, like, it'll say, you know, percentage of the people that aren't following you, right? So it'll say, like, okay, this one's so bad.
Okay.
It got 1,800 profile visits. It got 20,000 accounts. But then it's, like, 3% weren't following you. So it's nice that, like, all of those accounts were following me.
From your thing. Okay.
But then I go through to, like, some of the ones from, like, December when my account was doing a little bit better for whatever reason. And, like, it says, you know, 10,000 likes, but it says 93% of people weren't following me. And it says, like, so the majority of the people coming to the post, it goes from other. So, like, there's the different categories. It's, like, from hashtags, from Explore, from home, from profile. Yeah. Like, it's nice to know that, you know, thousands of people are going, searching and going through my profile. It's great. But, like, what is other? It's, like, 200,000 views from other? Like, what the fuck is other? And I'm just curious, like, what's yours? And you have a similar,
I felt like that was a good post. I mean, it was like 8,000 likes.
Yeah, yeah. So it says 77% weren't following you. But then it says, mention of hashtags. So when I see that it's coming from someone that's not following me, I assume that they're just going through hashtags and liking stuff. People do that all the time. That doesn't mean they're necessarily going to come and follow you, whatever. But it doesn't even say hashtags. And then it says you have 100,000 impressions from other. So I'm like, what the fuck is other? And I'm wondering if, like, you know, Pete mentioned, like, do people in other countries, like, use those weird, like, aggregation sites where they take content from Instagram and then, like, relink it? Like, what is that from?
Like a Tumblr type sort of vibe?
Yeah.
Like, oh,
And so I'm just wondering, like, how, so then I'm like, is it when a post does really well, is that a fluke now because it's coming from some other traffic other than Instagram? Because the algorithm is so shut down that, like, literally only a few thousand people get to see my content every time I post? Because that's bullshit.
Yeah, this is interesting. And this is something I haven't really, I never really went deep into the insights
post. Go through and look through the, like, post insights. And I anyone that wants to do this with me and you want to send, like, you don't have to send all of your data. Obviously, I get that's private. Like, but if you want to send, like, a post that didn't do well versus a post that did do well in terms of likes and engagement, I'd be very curious to see if everyone's in the same boat or if, like, we're shadow banned for some reason or, like, da-da-da-da-da, you know? Yeah. Like, because I'm always trying to figure out why, like, very similar content to mine. Obviously not the girls that are, like, crazy photoshopped or, like, you know, whatever. Like, they're better looking than me, whatever. They have a stronger web presence. Like, whatever it is. Like, I get it. Like, right. We're not on the same level. I'm talking about people that were very, very similar within, like, 10 to 20%. And then, like, they're getting 30,000 likes on a photo. Like, I'm just like, what? They're probably buying, which is most likely the situation.
Buying
but
some.
I'm always just kind of like, or is the algorithm, like, fucked, because it shouldn't be crazy for us to get 30,000 likes on a photo when there are hundreds of thousands of people following us.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is, you know, and this just shows you, like, Instagram is a job. We're looking at our statistics. We're looking at the marketing. We're looking at what's happening. So, like, you know, it's not just, like, posts and that's it, you know, like, so I think that's something really interesting to look into. We're hoping that we can maybe try to get someone that works for Instagram either here or, like, try to start an email and ask these questions and just get some more information. Maybe I will reach out again to that person that I know that we have a mutual friend. They work at Instagram, and maybe we can come up with, like, a series of questions, or if our listeners want to give us any questions that they would have. What would you ask an Instagram employee?
Or if you want to send us, I'd also be really curious to look at insights from an account that has 2,000 followers. I'd be really interested to see what the difference is, because I know that we're getting screwed in some ways.
I wonder if my friend who is just kind of starting their influencer journey, if they're a business account, if they have, because their following is a little bit lower, maybe we can
anyone that has a business account. So speaking of influencers, you told me you haven't heard about what's going on with this, but you know who Jamila Jamil is, right?
Yes.
She's, like, a comedian. She's an activist. She's definitely very feminist. She's great. She's British. I think she's super.
Comedian?
Yeah.
I thought she was a.
She does. She's an actress, but she also does
comedy.
Comedy, like, stuff, too.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. She's super cool. And she's kind of
isn't
always.
Isn't she the one that did the Aerie campaign and it was not inclusive?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, so that's someone else?
I think she's the one that, like, all has been talking about that it's not inclusive. She's very. I mean, look it up. I don't think that that's her. But the article I have in front of me is a Daily Mail article.
That's her.
Oh, it is?
She got a lot of slack for doing an Aerie campaign and saying that it was so inclusive, but, like, it really wasn't. Like, there wasn't, like, I don't think, like, any, like, bigger people in it. But I understand she's doing a lot of good as well, but, like, yeah, that was one controversial thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But anyway.
Okay. No, I do. No, I remember that now. Yeah, totally. Let's say it how it is, for sure. I mean, also, she's super pretty and super thin, so, like, you know, that's.
I watch her on The Good Place she's on.
I've never seen that.
TV show, but yes.
Anyway, so she's been very vocal about, like, being anti-Kardashian. Not necessarily anti-Kardashian, but she is bringing to light when they promote the skinny teas and skinny shakes and stuff.
Okay.
And she's saying that, like, it's really irresponsible. Here's a tweet from her. I'll just quote it directly because that's a little easier. She said, essentially, fuck the young, impressionable people or those struggling with eating disorders. We want the money. I have been given the same opportunities to flog this stuff and I don't do it, so they don't have to. Thank you. Next. She was saying, like, it's really irresponsible to be like, this is why I look like this, not because I have a surgeon, a dietitian, a chef, a personal trainer. I've had plastic surgery, like, which.
Money, privilege.
Yeah, like, privilege. Like, and I think that's, like. I think that's really right on. I mean, like, it's not like they're hard up for opportunity. They have so many businesses. And I'm not, like, necessarily anti-Kardashian. Like, I think they're all gorgeous. I think they've done some cool stuff. Like,
yeah.
I know that you are like, a fan. I'm in the middle. I definitely think there's some really problematic shit that they've done, this being a big part of that.
Yeah.
But I also enjoy watching it. Like, you know, it's kind of like junk food for me. Like, I think it's fun and pleasurable. And, like, you know, yeah. I still am going to support women in business, even though I guess that's, like, kind of hypocritical because I don't think that they're necessarily being good, like, feminists just because they're, like, out in the world making money, because this kind of shit is super, super harmful to all, like, because they're the kind of people, like, they're true, like, influencers where, like, they mention one thing and, like, everyone millions of people go out and do it. So for young girls that, like, are so impressionable, and, like, advertising is still even very subliminal, and, like, you don't even necessarily understand your thought process about it when you're looking at something. Like, we all know celebrities aren't, like, they're photoshopped, they have surgery, like, it's not all real what we're looking at. We all know that, but then we all feel feelings that aren't necessarily rational, especially the younger you are, and the you know, like, depending on what you look like, or whether, you know, if you're insecure, like, that really does affect you. So for them to be like, oh, I love these new skinny shakes, duh, like, they make me look like this.
Right.
They fucking don't. So, like, it's really shitty because they don't, like, I get it when it's, like, someone that's up and, I don't really get it, but, like, I understand, like, everyone has a price.
If, and, you need,
like,
money, yeah.
If you really, you're really hard up for money. I said the same thing about Amber Rose. Like, she doesn't need the money, and she was promoting skinny tees, like, literally within the same week that she just came out with two plus-size, like, outfit, or what were they called? Like, lines for two different plus-size, like, companies. And I was just like, who let her do this? Because it looks so fucking bad.
Right, to put that just next to each other in general. And, yeah, you bring up a great point. Like, the Kardashians don't need money. You can pick and choose the things that you promote. And I know, like,
they're billionaires.
Yeah, like, and I wouldn't – I have – had and bought tons of, you know, diet brands and products and pills and shakes and teas in my life that I never looked at the ingredients. I just started taking it and putting it in my body. So a lot of people don't necessarily know that either it's filled with diuretics and laxatives and things that can be really harmful and start you on the road towards an eating disorder. I mean, no one should really think that they need to suppress their appetite and not eat, like, not listen to, like, the fact that, like,
your body
needs food, you know what I mean? So it's,
we need more training about, like, intuitive eating and nutrition, and, like, you know, like, just trying to fight your body all the time is just going to lead to more problems. While we're still talking about this, I want to read, like, a couple more tweets, and then I want to read Kim Kardashian's response, because it's very, like, unapologetic.
Oh, shit.
So Jamila is like,
they're my Kim, my queen. Okay, go on.
She's so gorgeous. I mean, I get it. She said their pockets are lined with the blood and diarrhea of teenage girls, which I thought was so funny.
Whoa.
And then she said, yeah, dumb teenage girls with eating disorders, be smarter. I think she's, like, making fun of something that they said. It's a response.
Right.
This is your fault, little girls. Shame on you, not the grown billionaire adults preying on your insecurity and fear, preying on the patriarchal value that women are only valuable if their aesthetic meets societal standards.
Wow.
Kim said,
oh,
if there's work that's really easy that doesn't take away from our kids, that's, like, a huge priority. If someone was faced with the same job opportunities, I think they would maybe consider. This is a quote to the newspaper. She said, you're going to get backlash for almost everything you do, so as long as you like it or believe in it or it's worth it financially, whatever your decision may be, as long as you're okay with that. So she's basically saying, like, they pay me
enough, so
I don't give a fuck. And also, it's super easy for me to just, like, I just have to take a selfie. They also, have you noticed that all the selfies are always mirror selfies, and then they Photoshop the products in facing the right way afterwards all the time?
Oh, really? I didn't notice that.
That always bothers me, because, like, look at this mirror selfie, and then the products are all facing the right way. It's not how mirrors work, guys.
I never noticed that.
Someone commented on it recently when I saw this on Instagram, and I was like, you're right. I never noticed that. It's funny.
I mean, yeah, she's being very blunt. She's saying exactly what we're all saying, basically. Yeah. We're like,
she's like, I want the money.
I just want to do it for money.
It's easy money.
I mean, it makes her look very shitty, yeah.
Yeah. I can't believe she even said that. Like, I'm surprised that she wasn't just, like, more political.
She
should have just
said nothing in a way, honestly.
And being like, well, it's just another tool, like, in my toolbox, and I do really believe in it. Like, It's just, all that shit is just diarrhea.
Or, like, I would maybe, like, if I did something, like, because I've been guilty in the past of, like, promoting. I used to be a Beachbody coach. I don't really see anything wrong with doing Beachbody, but I did like be like, summer bodies are made in the mm-hmm. winter, and like and use that poor language, which is all bullshit. So I could see her have been like, you know what, I didn't really like process what I was doing, and I'm gonna think about what you said. Like, I feel like that would have been a more educated response, like rather than just like say that. She could have been like, okay, like I'm gonna think about that, and I am gonna take into consideration like the things that I choose, you know, more and be better. Like,
I think especially lately too, like in the current environment, like politically and everything, and like the last season of the show, like they are trying to really push that they're like helping underprivileged youth, and they, you know, they helped get that woman Alice
out of jail.
I forget her last name now. I'm sorry.
Is it Walker?
I think Alice Walker out of jail. With like a meeting with like the president. Like, they're obviously like trying to get points for doing that kind of shit, but then it's like when it comes to just like, you know, your normal girl at home on Instagram, like, fuck you, I want your money, give me $40 a month for diarrhea and get dehydrated and maybe sick. Like, it's not like a little bit problematic, like it actually can cause long-term issues, and I myself have some intestinal issues now from abusing laxatives to lose weight for years. Like, and it's not like, like, your ability to digest food and to have an appetite, like, that's some of the most basic, like, human-level needs. And if you're, like, fucking with that, it can have a profound effect on your life.
Absolutely. And I mean, you're right. You're 100% right. I mean, Kim, you let me down. I'm really upset now. No. I think it's terrible, and I...
Because they just don't need the money. Yeah. Like, that's the worst thing. It's like, these are, like, they have, like, huge conglomerates. Like, they can do anything that they want and promote anything that they want. Why can't they promote something that's actually good?
Yeah, like...
Something
I'm
that's
sure
actually
you
healthy.
Could be like, here are some cookies that I love, and people would also think you look amazing holding the cookies. Like, why do you have to...
There's literally anything.
You could also do that same, you know, not affecting your life with your kids and selfie in the mirror real quick with anything else. Like,
yeah,
you said,
with anything else. You could promote people that are promoting intuitive eating. You could promote people, like women that are doing smaller businesses that could really benefit from your help, and then you could still get paid. Like, there's so many, like, there's an infinite, they can literally do anything that they want. So that the fact that they're like, oh yeah, like, we'll just do this, like, is so disappointing. It really is, like, sickening. And so I really kind of side with Jamila on this, although, like, I know people, you know, she's obviously very extreme, and then, you know, herself taking part in problematic things, I'm sure that campaign paid really well, and it was cool to be involved with it, so obviously no one's perfect here.
I wonder if also, like, I mean, I do believe this, that the Kardashian girls are also, like, very fucked up as far as their bodies and their beauty images and the things and the critiques. And
they're obviously,
you know,
really insecure. Like,
their
Kim's,
minds,
like,
are warped as well.
Been filmed, like, sobbing about how some photo had cellulite, and they hire their own paparazzi whenever they go to any vacation, and then they have the photos edited. I mean, it's very sad at the end of the day, especially considering, like, how beautiful they are and how manicured they are. And, like...
Yeah, so it's like everyone has these, you know, this language that we've learned or what society told us. So I think that they're also struggling in a way. But
I don't feel bad for them because they have so much power. Like,
she should, yeah. I agree.
They have so much power.
Playing devil's advocate, I guess.
Of course,
yeah, like, I'm sure they've probably, hopefully not, but maybe struggled with, you know, eating disorder issues as well. But
oh, yeah, for sure. Have you ever read any of the diets that they eat? It's like, okay, for breakfast, I have one raisin. And then for lunch, I have a steamed piece of salmon with one lettuce leaf. And then for dinner, I have a spoonful of almond butter. It's like that kind of shit. It's like, what? No. And then on the show, they're like going out for like all these like desserts and like pizza and shit.
But
and
they
I'm
don't
just
eat
like,
it.
You
like,
don't fucking eat
it. They don't
that
actually
shit.
Eat it because they're like having the conversation at all the restaurants.
Or they do
and
like,
they leave.
They do like spit takes where they're like eating it and then they just fucking spit it out in between. You know, they've been saying a lot of mukbangers on YouTube.
Oh, is that what they do?
Do that, which makes sense, especially for, you know, sometimes I see these like
very thin,
tiny little
like,
girls and I'm just like, how are you eating that vat of lasagna? And then, you know, that's probably
like.
That's probably
I can't even. Exorbitant. I always like come up with like, I was going to say exorbitant amounts of food.
Well, they're absorbing the food, so it
there
works.
Was actually something I saw of this Jamila babe that she was saying something else that I stumbled across, I think a post, and she was talking about how we should be teaching and talking to men and just little kids more early on about like sex and mm-hmm. kind of about like how the joys of sex, like how it's a pleasurable experience for everyone, and that like you should want the person that you're with to also feel so celebrated and you know, receive so much pleasure that like you will become a legend in all the land, and like everyone will talk about you, and like the you know, importance of consent, and like, and I think she, I don't know what she called, like maybe like enthusiastic consent, mm-hmm. like everyone is like so.
That's
you know,
the best way of putting
there.
It that I've heard, too. It's enthusiastic. It's that there is no possible way you could misconstrue what I'm saying right now. It's fuck yes.
Yeah.
And that's how it should be every time.
And I think, like, we just really have to be talking about things so much more. I mean, I can bring up something that's a little odd, but...
I have an article I was going to bring up today, too, which is that you just had a perfect segue. So what were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say, like, a lot of the things that are uncomfortable that we've tucked away have ended up then causing major issues. For instance, like, you know, I watched – did we talk about Finding Neverland? Did we ever, like, bring that up? I don't know if we did, but
– I think we might have briefly touched on it, but I did watch it.
But I was just saying, like, we're not talking about, like, pedophilia in a way of, like – I think there could be people that are born with this attraction to children, and we need to, like, talk about it and, like, work on it and, like, fix this issue rather than, like, mm-hmm. like just tuck it under the rug and, like, these people then become, like, criminals or, like, you know, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know what the answer is, but, like.
Well, there's probably a support system and mental – they need counselors and they need probably medication and, you know, because they can't be watching – that kind of material, and they can't be going after our kids. So, you know.
Right. This, like, hiding in shame isn't working right now,
no,
obviously.
No, it's just going to cause more and more problems. But
yeah, so it's like.
I mean, I feel like there should be, like, attacks or, like, you know, just something tiny, some sort of small stipend for counseling for, you know, sex offenders, because it's only going to end up hurting us more in the long run.
Yeah. And it's just, I just think we all just need to be talking more publicly about everything and anything and the uncomfortable things that we've kept secret. But anyway.
Speaking of that, so I saw an article on Salty today. Do you follow them?
No.
I saw them during the real catwalk with Christiana, and they had, like, Addy, our friend Addy. How do you – what's his username?
Laval? Is that what it is?
I'm sorry.
Sorry,
Addy.
You're, like, our friend, and we're like
– we're like, how do I say it? I don't know. I don't know exactly how he spells out his username. We just call him Addy, but we'll link him in the episode.
Del Valle.
Sure.
Underscore.
Sorry.
At the
Please
end.
Talk to us again after this. So they had an article that was like, why you should be buying your teenage children sex toys. And I was like, what?
Oh, boy.
They were basically saying, like, we need to, like, normalize masturbation, that if you grow up when you're a teenager and you are obviously super horny, your hormones are raging, and if you're always looking to another person for pleasure, like this woman was saying, how, like, I've been looking to men to satisfy my needs for so many years now when I should be looking to myself for, like, what I want and what I need for my basic needs, you know?
Yeah.
Which is a good point. Then, like, you're not necessarily going to be satisfied, or you're not necessarily, you know, going to have a healthy relationship with yourself. And so they were saying, like, they should encourage masturbation and, you know, like, don't take them to a sex shop, they said, because that's illegal in most states, but to just, like, buy them some discreet sex toys and be like, you know, I'm here to talk if you want.
Right.
That to me does make me have, like, a really intense, like, cringe. Like, I can't, like, the idea of my mother handing me, like, a fucking vibrator makes me want to die. But that's partially just because of how I was raised. Like, I know my friend who is French would go to, like, the nude beach with, like, her grandparents. It's just not, like, a big deal. So it is a cultural thing. I don't know that I would be able to do that. Like, and I definitely nannied for girls that, like, as toddlers, like, they, like, their mother would, like, just tell me, like, that she, like, would see them masturbating. And I'm just like, what? Like, that's never even been, like, on my radar. But that is, like, a normal thing for toddlers and people of all age to do. And it's fine and healthy. Obviously, you need to do it in private, which is something I struggled with those kids in particular, which was my my literal waking nightmare. But
if it would, like, postpone kids from like having sex at young ages. I think that would be great. Like if you are receiving this sort of, because I mean, I worry about that. Like if I do have kids and when I do, like things are just so much quicker, like in life. And, mm-hmm. and like, I am happy that I, you know, was more of an adult when I did start kind of having sex, just because I'm already making mistakes like now. And you know what I mean? Like, I can't imagine what I would have been doing.
Okay, we
when
all
I was,
can't
like,
have misconnections
12.
on public forums, okay? Like, relax.
Yeah, it's just like so that could help maybe, or I don't know. Who knows what that would be? But yeah, like, we definitely need to like not make sex shameful at all. It's natural for everyone. Like, it's not, it shouldn't be this like,
I feel like there needs to be, like, education from someone that isn't the parents. Like, I feel like, because I just, I don't know that most people are comfortable talking about sex with their parents. Like, maybe that's just because mine, it's so uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
Just because we just kind of didn't really go there. Not that there, like, there was definitely, like, for me growing up, like, you need to wait till you're married. Like, that was kind of, like, the strict kind of thing. Like, no boys in your bedroom. Like, no hanging out alone with guys, even, like, when I was older. And obviously, I broke all of those rules. But
and parents aren't, like, up to date on, like, what's, like, you know, like I remember when, like, 50 Shades of Grey came out and, like, all the, like, older women were, like, freaking out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, is this new? Like,
it's
is this,
not even
like,
new. Like,
stuff
the
in,
whole
like,
BDS,
the bedroom?
Yeah, like, BDSM community was like, this is really vanilla.
Like, this is, like, Friday night. Yeah, but, like,
also, he stuck ice cream in her vagina in that fucking book. And, like, that's
really?
Just, like, the best way to get a yeast infection. Like, let's
I
put some dairy and sugar up there. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And this was written
mistake.
By a woman. That really pissed
mistake.
Me off.
Mistake.
That really pissed me off.
Yeah.
Those books were still fun. I mean, the first two. It just got to be a little much. But.
Well, like, I've been thinking about this for a really long time, and maybe this is something that we need to do. But, like, I've been thinking about trying to come up with some sort of, like, workshop. I did gear it more towards, like, talking to youth about like proper language when like speaking about themselves and their body and when speaking to others and their relationships with food and diet and just how to maybe try to learn to love yourself and find confidence if people aren't telling you that, because I mm-hmm. think I didn't necessarily have somebody reassuring me to tell me that I was beautiful and I was good as I was. So maybe if I learned either how to do that or how to do that for others, like mm-hmm. how to compliment each other and how to like, you know, do that. But as far as like talking about sex early on or in a different way, I think they are trying to like at least like change, you know, like sex ed and stuff.
I mean, I didn't even have sex ed because I went to like a weird private hippie school that was very sex shamey. Like, so I like had friends that were just like, oh, people in our small hometown don't have STDs. And I was just like, huh? Like, because my mom's a nurse, so she raised me to be paranoid about everything, which was another, like, that, you know, wasn't ideal either.
Yeah.
So I think that there should be, like, an optional sex ed class that is presented to the kids. And if they want to come, they can. And if they don't want to, they don't have to. Like, some sort of, like, extracurricular, but still, I know that there's, like, separation of church and state. Da, da, da. This uh-huh. gets very complicated, obviously, with more religious families and more, you know, conservative areas. Then this would be, like, a huge problem. But I guess with the internet now, I guess maybe there just needs to be some sort of, like, online classes that you can access for free if you want to when you're a teenager.
Oh, this was another part of Jamila's speech that I forgot to say that was, like, the most important thing. That was, like, if you don't talk to your kids about sex, then they're just going to go to porn and they're going to find that that is what sex is.
Yeah.
Which a lot of times is not about women's needs at all in any way, shape, or form. Is violent, is, like,
it's so violent.
You know,
can I just like, tell you what some guy on the internet said to me recently? He was like, hi, have you ever experienced the sinful delight of double anal? And I was like, get the fuck out of here. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, I'm not putting two dicks in my ass. Fuck you. Like, that's your first line. That's your first line. This was on like kind of like a weird site, but like still, but still, but still.
I don't even, I can't comment because I'm just so truly scarred by the internet lately.
I know. Speaking of which, do
we have a daily DM?
It's time for the Daily DM.
It's like haunting us. Okay. I saved a bunch of different ones, but I am going to look through quickly and find something. Do you have yours?
Yeah, I'll tell you mine.
Okay.
So this This curvy model reached out to me yesterday. And
someone that we know?
No, okay. Not in like the circuit, but I was like, oh, like anytime I go through my request folder and I see that it's a woman, I usually respond unless it's spam. Right. So she was like, oh, do you have a Patreon? And I thought she might be like, she wanted to like talk about Patreon or like maybe wanted to like be a low level supporter or something, you know, like just people are cool and sometimes want to support me.
Right.
So I was just like, oh, hey, yeah, I do. Da, 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 and like gave her the website and she was like, oh, well, where can I buy your nudes? And I was like, oh, so you're a man with a female profile. Why are you contacting me? And then she goes, no, I'm a woman. I hate men. This was in broken English, but I actually accidentally deleted it. But I'm just giving you the gist.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I'm a woman, but I'm into women. And then like I looked a little further down on her page and it's like her doing like almost pornographic things with other women. And then like, and then she was basically like, oh, I'm from Russia, and was like, I want to like date you. And then I was like, no. And then she's like, I'm really sorry for bothering you. And I was like, okay. But so I guess I was like chiding myself for being like, okay, of course, you know, like lesbians exist. That's great. But I just, I'm so used to
but
it being a man like trying to trick me.
Should be there anyway. Like,
but I'm just like,
can
this,
I buy your nudes?
Like, I'm just like, isn't that weird? Like, I just thought it was so bizarre. And maybe it was still a guy like catfishing me. Like, it's probably that's what it was. But
it could be. But yeah, also, we all want manners and polite. Like, if you're looking to date me and you want to be like someone.
But you want to buy my nudes?
Like, even if you're a woman, you shouldn't act that way anyway. Like, so that was very like.
I just thought it was.
Womanish.
Yeah, I just thought it was really weird.
Well,
I'm like, okay, well.
Did you keep them or did you block them?
Add that to the pile. No, I just did that thing where, like, I delete. So it doesn't see that I've read it. I'll keep getting DMs, but I'll just delete,
delete
it
so
I don't have to, deal with it.
Well, I wanted to read this one because I noticed lately, like, I'll read some DMs and they start out, like, really sweet and nice and then, like, quickly dart to the left.
Devolve.
And I'm like, I don't even know where this is going. Anyway, so anyway, this person said, you're such an amazing, beautiful angel, first of its kind. I have a huge crush on you. Keep it up. It will mean the world to me to have a baby with you. Should you ever think of having an interracial baby, please, can you grant me the honor? It will mean the world to me. XX heart.
Yeah, sure. I actually am looking for sperm
that was
donors.
On my bucket
coincidence.
List. Oh my god, interracial baby bucket list.
Yeah, like, let's do it. Yeah. Can I just have the sperm though? I don't actually want to have sex with you. I just want that baby. Like what?
These just I don't know where people like this would be a good message to write today. Like I think I'll just like reach out, just shoot my shot. Like no.
What I want to know is like if you put something in your story and you were like, "Hi guys, I'm looking for someone to marry me." Like or like I'm looking for someone to have a baby with. Like how many guys would be like, "Me?"
Yeah, right.
You
and
know?
I'd be like, "Oh, you. Yes, the first DM."
I mean, we've talked about this a million times too, but it's just like it's always like you get that message from like a private profile that's just like, "Hey." And it's like, what do you think? You think I'm going to be like, oh, hi. You know, like, what's your end goal here?
How's it going?
There's something in the air that's called, like, delusion.
It's called springtime. And in New York, as soon as it gets a little bit warm out, like, we were out the other night.
True.
And all the guys were like, ugh, everywhere we went. Cat call, cat call, cat
but,
call.
But, like, yeah, there's a lot of delusion going on that I think, I don't know, people have, like, is there, like, a tale going around, like, a fairy tale of, like, the person that followed the girl on Instagram that had 500K, and I reached out via DM with pics of my dick and sexual videos and pornographic images.
And cartoons.
And she wrote back, and we met up, and we got married, and we had 3 interracial babies.
And she flew me from Dubai.
Lived happily ever after. And she paid for my education in America.
It's always paying for my education.
And gave me a place to stay. And I had sex with her. The end.
The end. So one of my most amazing followers asked us a question that I wanted to answer, and he said, like, what's something that's a regular occurrence in the modeling industry that at first you thought was really odd? I was, like, trying to brainstorm. One thing that's a regular occurrence that drives me fucking crazy is, like, I'll go to set and there'll be a call time, and everyone has the same call time. And then, like, they won't use you for, like, 7 hours. And I'm just like, we're all getting paid the same amount.
Yeah.
Why couldn't I have come in? Or this happened to me. I felt so bad for the other girl because when I did that commercial recently, we all had to be there at 8 a.m. We all had to have our hair and makeup done. That means I got up at 5, and then we got there. And then I got to go first, and then I was also last, so I had to be there all day. But then they didn't use her until, like, 2 p.m. So she was waiting from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., just sitting there. And I was just like, I would be so pissed, but it's happened to me a bunch of times, too. And that's completely normal. Like, there's no respect for your time. And they just want to feel like, oh, okay, she's there, so I don't have to worry about it. And, like,
not always, like, offering food and drink and water if you have to wait around. Like, some people do, but some people don't think about that or care that you're there, like, all day long and not eating. That's shocking. I think what shocked me the most was when I did a commercial also. And I think we did talk about the fact that, like, they didn't know how to find plus-size clothes or where to find it. Or, like, they tried to dress me, like, really frumpy. And I was just like, is this real? Like, stylists don't know how to dress people that are plus, and they have only readily available to them straight size, nice clothes.
Well, I didn't know when I first got into this that how often I would be expected to bring my own clothing, too.
Oh, true.
Because we almost always have to bring our own clothing. And how often I have to do my own hair and makeup, too. Like, so you have to really know how you're doing that. I was talking about some of these topics in my latest YouTube video, so you can go check that out if you want to learn some more about the plus size modeling world and how to get into it.
What's the link? How do we get to it?
You go to YouTube and you type in Mira Rose, or you just go to my profile and it's the link in my bio.
That is awesome. Everyone should do that. And we appreciate you listening to this episode today.
We love you.
I want some more coffee because I'm addicted, and we're going to take some pictures.
On the roof.
For Instagram.
Shout out to Acast letting us. We're like, oh, we can take photos here? And then we just like, yeah, they were like, yeah.
Let's sign the contract.
And like maybe they thought we were like hypothetically, but then like every other week we're like, okay, so we're just going to do a quick 45-minute shoot. We just have like a few lights to throw up. Just a couple photographers coming. Really no big deal. Thank you so much.
Literally taking our pants off with like construction workers at the building next door. I'm like, oh, just so you know, there's a guy there. Like,
how many times
like,
have we both been on the roof in our underwear and then just been like, oh, there's a guy there, and been like, oh, well.
Just let it go, yeah. That's actually the other that's coming to our pages. Those are the construction team and all the footage of us changing on the streets.
They're like Google goggling their photos of us to like cross-reference, and then like they somehow through Google search find our photos.
There's an entire site of New York City influencers changing on the streets, and that's an entire porn site, and that's how we're getting all our other views.
Great!
Thanks so much.
Sophie Turner, our friend, told me that there was a video of her on a porn site just walking around New York. And it's like, what kind of fucking creep are you that you followed this poor girl around and then posted it on fucking Pornhub? You're disgusting.
Yeah, where did they get that? Oh, my God. That's what scares me the most. It makes me so paranoid.
Anyway, on that lovely note.
Don't do that.
Don't do that.
And
we love all of you because you would never do that. And thank you for listening. Please like and subscribe. Send us any questions if they arise. And please follow both of us at BellaBombshell1L and at Mira Rose and at #sponsored_.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.